just got back from Indian Guides, and Marcy and Ross are sort of fussing over who's going to have chocolate. And we were actually being pretty quiet, and Marcy said, I think we ought to do Sign of the Buffalo right here in our home right now. And I said,
Sign of Buffalo.
How come? Why do we need to do Sign of Buffalo?
We're not being quiet.
It's okay to say Sign of the Buffalo.
Why don't you just raise the sign and everybody will know?
You get to say Sign of the Buffalo with it.
No, just don't say it.
Okay, Mom. Can you do that? It's buffalo's horns.
What?
It's buffalo's horns.
I don't know why they didn't do it like this.
They could. Has everybody finished the chocolate?
Yeah.
Want another bar?
Yeah.
That's for my birthday.
Said milk chocolate with almonds? Very funny. I'm all man, not any woman. And the circus book and asking me whether when we saw the circus in Hungary, whether we saw the same thing. And so he said, was there a girl with a long tail dressed up in a bird? And what he meant was that a girl dressed up, a long tail dressed up as if she was a bird.
A camel with things going down.
The things going down and tassels on the side?
Sure, there would definitely camels. Always, every circus has to have some camels.
Oh. Why?
Because they're more fun that way. Don't you like the camels?
Yeah. Was there a... What are these called?
Show me.
These.
Oh, belly dancer.
Was there a belly dancers on it?
Yes.
Did you see them?
Yes.
What did they look like?
Just like that. Real pretty. And they had their tummy open. No clothes on their tummy. And they look pretty.
Oh. Well, what did they have their feet? Did they have jewelries on their feet?
Yes.
Did they have jewelries cuffed up to the neck, down to the hand, up to the other hand?
No.
Well, there wasn't jewelry.
They didn't have as much jewelry. No, they didn't have as much as this book. The circus in this book has even more things.
Oh, was there any feathers with an elephant holding a feather thingy?
In Hungary?
Yeah.
Let me think. Was the elephant holding a feather thingy in Hungary? I can't remember.
Maybe there wasn't. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think maybe they didn't have one.
Well,
but
was there any baby elephants with a musical thing on it?
In Hungary?
Yeah.
Yes.
With a round musical thing on it, I mean.
Yes.
But did it have a star? A star thingy on it?
Let's see. Baby elephant?
Star clone?
You mean the baby elephant?
Yeah, the baby one.
Mm-hmm.
Did
sure.
it?
Yeah.
Did,
oh, you mean the baby with a,
this little guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's an elephant.
Tambourine on his back, right?
Yeah.
And there's a little girl.
Was there a big man on a mommy elephant that had squares on its tummy?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a thing around a headband around its head?
Yes.
Was there a wristband on him?
Mm-hmm.
Was there no pants on him?
Mm-hmm.
Was there underwear on him?
Yes.
There wasn't any pants on him?
No pants.
What, did he have any shoes?
I don't remember.
Did he have any mustache?
Yes.
Did he look at people?
Oh, yes. Sometimes.
Was there a girl hanging in an elephant's nose?
A girl hanging in an elephant's nose?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes, they always do that.
Why?
Because that's the best part of the circus, is when the girls get to dance and run around the elephants. That's the best part of the circus. And then the clowns, too. Those are fun.
Was there another bird on a ball?
Another bird on a ball?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was there a circus man with a circus hat on him?
Yes.
And with circus feathers on him?
Oh, yes.
And with long, really long legs and really long pants?
Oh, yes.
Was there a jewelry hanging to the bird that was on the bowl over up to the guy with the circus stuff clothes on, over up to the person dressed up into the bird?
I don't remember.
Huh?
I can't remember.
No?
I can't remember if there was.
Was there another bird on a little ball has a neck going to a girl that's dressed up in a bird, a little girl that's dressed up into a bird on a ball holding the string?
Oh, yes, sure. We had that.
All by themselves?
Sure.
Was there a feather tail on the circus man that has feathers and dressed up into a circus clothes?
Yeah.
A tail feather man.
Tail feather man, right?
Yeah. just like this, right?
Right.
Was it like this?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Was there a... Was two... A big kid and a little kid running bye-bye?
I can't remember.
Was it time to close the book?
Yes. It was time to close the book. And now say, good night, circus.
Good night, circus.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, take this back in your bed. Take this back in your room.
Now, this circus book is fun.
Ross is going to define some ocean basin vocabulary that he's been learning in his GATE program. It's an advanced program in school. Ross and I are going to talk about these words, right? Let's talk about shoreline. Can you tell me what the shoreline is?
It's like some ground that goes down to the water. It goes down to where the cliffs and the shelf is.
What do you see at the shoreline?
Like this little land.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens? And then what happens after?
And
the
then it goes down to the Carmel shelf. And mm-hmm. the Carmel focus. Mm-hmm.
But the actual shoreline, do you know where the waves crash? Do you know what the beach is? Beach is? You know what a beach is? What is a beach?
It's like a place with sand.
Mm-hmm. And what if there? What if there's no sand, but there are rocks?
Well, the sand is a bunch of tiny rocks.
Sand is a bunch of tiny rocks. But what if the rocks are big, huge boulders? And it's not much fun to go swimming. Do we still call it the beach?
No.
No, not really. What would we call it then?
Rapids?
Shoreline.
What?
Then it's the shoreline. Anytime the ocean meets the land, it's the shoreline. What do you mean?
How did you know?
Because I'm an adult.
Mom didn't know it.
Oh, yeah, she knows. Yeah.
Did you...
Okay, now what is the coast?
Did you know about these things before I told you?
I know the word shoreline, honey.
It's the very little part right where the ocean meets the land, okay?
Trench?
No, let's not do trench yet. Let's do what coast... What is coast? The coast.
Let's see. The thing, I guess. Going that way. It's the water going that way?
It's the land before it comes down to the shoreline, and you're still on land.
What?
Before you get to the water.
Shoreline.
Okay. Before you get to the water, here's the land. Let's say there's a little mountain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a big mountain. And then you come down, and here's the water.
I can draw you a picture.
See the water right here?
I can draw you.
Well, we'll do it. See the water? See that water?
Mm-hmm.
Now show me where the shoreline is.
Shoreline.
Ross and I were working on some of his lesson for school where they have to add ed to words. Add ed, ingerest. And we got to sing. And it was supposed to make singing. And he said, it's done. And I said, no, you have to put another ing on. And he said, oh, aren't they silly? So by the way, this goes against my theory in some degree, because the theory holds that people... Actually, it's not true. It doesn't go against the theory in that he sees the ing. It goes against it only if one said, well, on the other hand, would he ever... actually make the analysis of sing into S plus ing. Marty said,
I'd like Cheerios.
I said, do you want some pancakes? And he said, no, I want Cheerios and sugar. I like some more Cheerios and sugar, but first I have to wash my little hands. obviously, we refer to everything about him as, would you like to wash your little hands and everything. So I guess he's learned that that's the way his hands are.
Sometimes he says, from time to time he has said things like, my cute little...
My darling little hands.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
But that's with a grin.
Yeah, I can't ever remember recording that.
I don't remember the instance exactly, but I have heard him do funny things like that.
About fiberglass, and Marky came in and said, speaking of fiberglass, that's the kind of cask, what do you call that thing that goes on your arm when you break your arm? I said cast, and he said he has a cast, and he broke his arm and he has it off now, and we said, who? And he said, Ricky. He broke his arm when he was out on the monkey bars.
Mark, is Ricky one of your friends? Is Ricky at Buell or Eastmont?
Eastmont.
Uh-huh. Don't you break your arm.
What?
Mark, you can take the Spider-Man. He's your favorite toy. Mary said, Mark never loses pieces when he takes things to school. Mark, he said, but yes, Ross. Remember when he brang the Transformer? And he lost the little wheel, and we still have it lost. Right, Mark?
Right. And then when he took a puzzle, it lost the piece, but we found it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
You know, Smurf puzzle? Yeah. That's the one that we found.
Are you about ready to go with your Bucky Buddy?
I told Ross then. Today was the day that we celebrate all the good things we have, and Ross said, but this is the only state that celebrates it. And I said, you mean the only country? And he said, no, this is the only state, because why?
Because all the other states, the pilgrims didn't go to them.
Uh-huh. I mean, pilgrims didn't go to Massachusetts?
Especially England.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is England a state or a country? Country.
Oh.
About Hungary?
Washington.
State or country? Mm-hmm. How about California? State or country?
Wait a minute, John.
State?
State. How about Pennsylvania? State or country?
Country.
No.
Okay,
How about New York? State or country?
State?
Mm-hmm.
How about Colorado?
Colorado.
State?
Do they talk English in Colorado?
Yeah.
California?
Yeah.
New York?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Hungary?
Yeah.
No! No, Daddy, they speak Dutch in Pennsylvania.
In other countries, what do they speak in other countries?
Other languages.
Right. What do they speak in America?
English.
There's another country where they speak English. One other country. See if you can figure it out.
Not just one.
One other big country where they speak. One other important country.
Sure. Where would they speak?
There's a couple other countries where they speak English.
French, they speak. France, they speak French. Spain,
Hungary,
they speak Spanish.
Hungary,
they speak Hungarian. And where do they speak English?
But in.
In. No.
Ing.
Inga.
Is there a
okay,
country
right
called Ing?
Yeah. Wait. Inga.
No, there's no Inga.
There's
no Ingery.
England.
England, you got it. England, just like they speak.
In the United States.
Now, I want to say to Ross something that he may have mixed up in this pilgrim story. Huh? Have you ever heard of New England? They talk about the pilgrims coming to New England.
Well, let's tell the whole story again. The Pilgrims spoke English, okay?
And they came from England.
They left England and they came to what?
New England.
So they came to America and they called it, they were so happy they got there that they called it New England.
It was going to be their new country.
Their own country. Plymouth. Yeah, Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock.
In what state?
Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm. And when did the people come to the state of Pennsylvania?
Way after.
When William Penn gave it to all the poor people that they were putting in prison because of their religious beliefs.
Huh?
Asked me, how much is 50 and 68? And I said, well, you take 68 and divide it into 50 and 18, Ross. And then you add the 50 and the 50 together. And he said, oh, could you just give me a straight answer?
But Brian, honestly,
it
doesn't sound like...
I'm a little.
Oh, I just got back from Holland, and Ross and Mark are going to read me a story. This is, I think, December 1st.
You may regret it.
Okay, go ahead.
The little one is doing it first.
Always little ones
this
get everything. Little ones always get everything extra because they're spoiled.
And there is a pendulum giving baby elves to people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take one
thing
because you have always
given
a baby
elf
in first.
This is a book. I'm going to turn it off while it's reading. Oh, that's it. A point for Mark and a point for you. Are you on the same team? Like, and I said, no. I said, if you were, that would be 2 points.
My turn, Dad.
Say it again. Say the last part again.
My turn.
What do you say, dear?
I couldn't hear the last part of it.
Oh, would you... No, I'll be all of it.
Okay.
You are a cowboy running around the range. That's it.
Oh, I know the answer to this one.
Suddenly, Bad Nose Bill comes up behind you. He says, please
let
me
see you. No, thank
you.
Okay, Marky's turn. Okay, Marky gets it.
No, thank you.
Very good. Mark gets the point.
He goes, huh?
And he has 2 for Mark.
No.
And this is yours, and you're not giving it to Mark.
Patient because they dinosaur
bit Mike, he's saying you get less points.
And he says, oh nurse, you have saved my life. Thank you. What do you say, dear? Is it Mark's or yours? It's yours.
I think it'll be mine. My turn, Mark. Okay.
No,
it's not thank you. You say, you're welcome.
You're welcome. I don't have a point.
Well, you got 2 and 2. Yeah. Well. Okay, Mark's getting
next. It's your turn again because he got 2 and 2.
Mark gets the next one.
No, you.
Oh, okay.
And no training.
Okay, go ahead.
You have gone downtown to do some shopping. You are walking backwards because sometimes you like to. And you bump into a crocodile. What do you say to
him? Mark, do you want to do it?
Yeah.
You're coming, I'll whisper your ear.
Excuse.
Mark. No. Yeah, come on. I'll whisper in your ear.
Excuse me.
Try it.
You knew it.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay, next one. Next one.
Both, that you get a point.
Who got a point on that one?
You told him, so you get a point.
Well, but then we're both winning. Okay, let's be on the same team, Mark, okay?
Okay, then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points.
Okay.
If we never get them,
at a wedding party because you are the bride. You have a fine husband and enormous wedding cake. And you are going to live happily ever after. Only first, you are very, very hungry. What do you say, dear?
Please pass the cake.
Would you?
Oh, would you please pass the cake? Okay, we missed that one.
Would you?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Pretty close, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. You are at the princess's ball, and she is telling you a secret, but her orchestra of bears are making such a fearful lot of noise. You cannot hear what she is saying. What do you say, dear?
I beg.
Pardon.
Yeah. Say it, Mark. Say it louder.
I beg your pardon.
That means we can't.
I beg your pardon.
That's what you say when you can't hear somebody. Say, I beg your pardon.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, this one is fun.
Okay.
And long for a sentence.
Okay.
You go to London to see the Queen. She says, oh, you must stay for dinner. We are having spaghetti. So you do. And there is spaghetti for the appetizer, spaghetti for the main dish, and spaghetti salad by the time... Oh, and spaghetti salad. By the time the Queen's guard...